house surge protector?
Yes, sir. This one here I just got yesterday from Amazon. This one's a home line surge breaker. A home line is a name Square D gives to some of their everyday housing stuff. They have two different lines. I think some of these surge protectors will do up to 50 or 55,000 amps. This one says it's good for 22,000 amps, and it's for use on 240, 115 volt system, single phase, like at home. And like I said, and it's got a $10,000 connected equipment warranty with it, and a 2-year warranty on it. So it works. They're a good thing to have to protect your whole home. You know, your TVs, stereos, all of that stuff.
And for IQ Mobile. Just go ahead. I just checked back in. Just left the dump. It's raining outside. I tell you, my coat is soaked. By the way, I have those in my house. The whole house protectors. Mine were made by Delta. And I installed those 12, 13 years ago. And they hook up to a spare double pull breaker. And they go into the gutter box. And I also put in surge capacitors that were designed to work in tandem with those MOVs. I've had lots of lightning, but I've never had a problem. And I am, you know, I don't know if those devices worked or didn't work, but I haven't had any problems.
Go ahead, Jim.
I don't have it, but I am definitely going to take a look at that online and see if that's something I may need. I bought an inline coax protector for lightning strikes, and I haven't installed it yet, but I'm getting ready to do that.
On your antenna, and Bill will tell you numbers and that. He's an excellent source of information about things like that. He just bought a new 7300, Bill, and old Dad Murray lost my train of thought here. But anyways, for $50, it's cheap. And the Alpha Delta lightning protector is a great one. And Bill's the one that told me about them. And you can buy a higher priced one, but these are good, and you can replace a fuse in them if it ever does blow. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, they're good. The other one, other good brand is Polyphaser, but there is a difference between the two. I use the Alpha Delta. They will pass DC, so if you've got a bias T where you're controlling like a feeding power to a tuner, remote tuner, they'll go through the Alpha Delta, but they won't go through the Polyphaser. But they're both good brands. I've got a lot of them. I probably got a dozen of them I'm using. I got coax going everywhere in my backyard. But anyway, I'm just about to the house. I just want to let you know what happened to me. I went to the dump. I went to the county dump and got rid of a bunch of stuff. So I'm just about home now. So 73s, and good luck on your 7300. They're absolutely the most popular radio selling now for HF. There's no doubt about it. And for IQ.
Just listened, but I need to clear off here. Thanks, Bill, for the information. And KO4LAO will be clear on your list there, Tom.
Okay, Jim. Pleasure's all mine as usual. And Bill's radio room looks like the war room in Colorado. And he's got like 14 antennas or so out there. He is knowledgeable. See you guys later in 73. This is N0TR to clear, and I'm going to be TRT. I was just addressing this QSL card. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. You still work on the QSL. All right. I was going to say some states or some code districts require those MOVs and the search suppressors in certain areas now. And even though it may not be nationally required, some local areas require them. But anyway, I'm in the driveway. I just wanted to say that. Over.
Well, I think it's a good recommendation, Bill. I've had mine a long time like you, and I just decided to put one downstairs in this other sub-panel. It's just a 70-amp panel, but all my stuff, you know, that electronic stuff and that, that's down here, I'd like to protect. Anyways, the other one takes care of it upstairs. And there was a 9-Golf 5 Fox India on 18083 a while ago in Ghana, but he's gone. And I'm sure you've worked on 17, but hadn't been much on lately, so I worked him. And then, boy, he just disappeared. And I don't see much activity there. 73's Bill. Yeah, catch you down the line in 4IQ in 0TR.
Yeah, I tell you what, of course, I know I've talked to you about it since, but on the ARL DX contest, man, it was packed with DX. I mean, you could have, most people with a halfway just decent antenna could have worked DXCC last weekend. I was surprised it was so good. All right, 73 is in 4IQ.
Yeah, I worked 15 or 20 of them, and I just picked out different countries, Bill. Everything from Hawaii to Montenegro, I guess. See you later in 0TR.